First, I'd just like to acknowledge the instability in our world of which we're so acutely aware. There's probably no time where there isn't violence or oppression, repression in some area of the world, but we seem to be quite aware of it now as we think of and pray for the people of Ukraine. Pope Francis has asked us this coming Wednesday, which is a particular day for our church, to pray for the people of Ukraine and for peace there. And I couldn't help but think, when I prayed the opening prayer, of course I had the advantage of having it right in front of me, but the prayer was, "May the course of world events, Lord, be guided by your peaceful rule." I thought, what a prayer that the Lord picked for now. May it be such, guided by his peaceful rule. Our readings today, not in an unrelated way, are all about the words that we speak, the words that come out of our mouth and how powerful they are, for good or ill. And when it comes to the words we speak, on the one hand, someone can speak often. The more I say, the more risk I have of saying something that I shouldn't. On the other hand, one can remain silent, not crossing the line, not stepping out of bounds, but also not speaking up when courageous speech is called for. So the sweet spot seems to be somewhere in the middle, where I speak when it is necessary, prudent, and helpful. You know, I'm not sure that the words of Sirach had ever really hit me until now. It's not a book that's quoted very often. The founders of Protestantism chose to remove it from the Bible that they use. And this book, whose full name is The Wisdom of Ben Sirach, was probably compiled by that man's son. And it's come to be known just as Sirach. And it really is a book full of wisdom. And its little passage today about the words we speak is no exception. Sirach said today, "When one speaks, his faults appear. His speech discloses the bent of his mind." And my favorite, "Praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested." So it might be better to not say anything at all, right? For a while, one of my favorite sayings was from the Greek philosopher Xenocrates. He said, "I have often regretted my speech and never regretted my silence." Of course, introverts love that phrase, right? "I've often regretted my speech and never regretted my silence." But the reality is that sometimes retreating into silence is not always helpful and can sometimes be damaging. So again, the sweet spot is to speak the truth with love. Perhaps the better saying that I should stick to is the one that was hanging in the utility room at home when I was growing up. It said, "Lord, help my words to be gracious and tender today, for tomorrow I may have to eat them." So the Catechism describes what it calls offenses against the truth. And it's basically a guide to how to speak the truth in love. So what are some of the ways that our speech can go astray of the truth? Well, the Catechism gives some very clear examples that I'd like to share. So one is what's called calumny. And calumny is when I say something that's not true in order to harm the reputation of someone else. You know, so if, for example, if I make a false accusation against someone in order to destroy their career, or I make up a story about the past Oh yeah, when he was in college, he did this and this. That's called calumny. When I say something that's not true in order to hurt someone's reputation. Detraction, the Catechism continues, detraction refers to disclosing another's faults or failings without good reason to someone who didn't know them. So, you know, I may know, for example, that my brother-in-law has a drinking problem. But that doesn't mean that I have any business telling anyone else about that. I don't care if it's true or not. There's no reason for me to share their faults with someone else. That's called detraction. Rash judgment is when I assume as true the moral fault of a neighbor, which is exactly what it sounds like. I make a rash judgment. Well, she must be unfaithful because every time that I see her, she's always with this person who's not her spouse. So it must be. Again, I assume as true the moral fault of someone else. That's rash judgment. You know, the Catechism even points out that boasting or bragging can be offenses against the truth. You know, it may be true that I won the tournament, or that I have a nicer car, or that I get a better grade on the test. Now, to be proud of that is one thing, but to boast or brag about it in order to look better in the eyes of someone else, that's a different thing. So St. Thomas Aquinas makes a great analogy. He says that the difference between robbery and theft is that robbery hurts a person in public, while theft hurts a person in private. And he says that we can make the same distinction with our speech. I can say something in public, true or untrue, to bring someone down. Or I can speak behind their back, true or untrue, to bring someone down. Either way, as Jesus says in the gospel, from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. So no one wants to have to eat their words. And yet saying nothing is not always possible or prudent either. It seems that the wisdom of Ben Sirach is still valid. The key is to speak the truth in love.